takes.
And you kind of
appreciate it.
Specific.
Heartbreaking fashion.
You stay up. 3 inches.
Raise 10-0. You can.
Listening to the Imaginary Radio Show.
Guest 8 is on the call.
Oh!
Wait a minute. Oh, we lost Guest 8 for a second.
No.
Oh, Guest 8 is calling in. Oh, Guest 8. Steve, how are you?
Good evening for me, but good afternoon for you, probably.
Hello! Oh,
yes, good afternoon.
Hey,
it is 2 o'clock, and you are actually our first caller on the test show.
When I was laughing before, it was because I saw this thing, 36 Rules for Bands. It's by Elliot Randall, who apparently is Steely Dan's guitarist. Not that I know. But you've got to listen to these 36 Rules for Bands. You ready? Get
go
out
ahead.
Of my door,
I'm ready.
Calvin. All right.
Go ahead. We have
good.
Actually, this
first
is a bit
one.
On the Imagine Radio Show. Go ahead.
This
I'm
is
ready.
Hysterical. I was dying laughing. All right. Number one, never start a trio with a married couple.
Okay. That's problem number one.
Number two, your manager's
yes.
not helping you. Fire him or her. All right?
That's so.
Number three, before you sign a record deal, look up the word recoupable in the dictionary. Number four, some of these are just, you know, all right, whatever, but a lot of them are funny. Number four, no one cares who you've opened for. Number five, a string section does not make your songs sound any more important. Number six, if your band has gone through more than 4 bass players, it's time to break up. Number seven, when you talk, Brian, listen to this carefully. When you talk on stage, you are never funny.
Right. Yes, I am.
No, you're not. Number eight, if you sound like another band, don't act like you're unfamiliar with their music. Oh, does Rage Against the Machine also do rap rock with political lyrics? Number nine, asking a crowd how they're doing is just amplified small talk. Don't do it. Number 10.
I agree 1,000%.
Number 10. Don't say your video is being played if it's only on the Austin Music Network. Number 11. When you sign to a major label, claim to have inked the best contract ever. Mention artistic freedom and a guaranteed 3-record deal. Number 12. When you get dropped, insist that it was the worst contract ever and you ask to be let go. Number 13. Never name a song after your band. Number 14, never name your band after a song. Number 15 is my favorite. This is the one that I was cracking up for. When a drummer brings in his own songs and asks to perform one of them, begin looking for a new drummer immediately.
Let me preface this. Well, not preface, because it's after the fact, but I am the drummer for the WAG. It's not a flag I hold very high, but it is a flag I hold.
Okay, number 16, never enter a Battle of the Bands contest. If you do, you're already a loser. Number 17, learn to recognize scary word pairings. Rock opera, white rapper, blues jam, swing band, open mic, etc. Number 18, drummers can take off their shirts or they can wear gloves, but not both. Number 19, listen, either break it to your parents or we will. It's rock and roll, not a soccer game. They've got to stop coming to your shows. Oh, I love this. Number 20, it's not a showcase. It's a gig that doesn't pay. Number 21, no one cares that you have a website.
www.thewagband.com. Steve.
Number 22. Getting a tattoo is like sewing platform shoes to your feet. I just don't get that one at all. Number 23. Don't
permanent.
Hire a publicist. Number 24. Playing in Portsmouth and Nashua doesn't mean you're on tour. Number 25. Don't join a cover band that plays Bush songs. In fact, don't join a cover band. Number 26. Chuck. Number 26, although they come in different colors and styles, electric guitars all sound the same. Why do you keep changing them between songs?
Right.
Number 27.
I only really use one, though. Why are you talking to me about that?
Well, because you're the guitarist. Number 27. Don't stop your set to ask that beers be brought up. That's what girlfriends and boyfriends are for. Number 28. If you use a smoke machine, your music stinks. Number 29. We can tell the difference between a professionally produced album cover and one you made with the iMac your mom got for Christmas. Number 30. Remember, if blues solos are so difficult, why can so many 16-year-olds play them? Number 31. If you ever take a publicity photo, destroy it. You may never know where or when it will turn up. Number 32, cut your hair, but do not shave your head. Number 33, pierce your nose, but not your eyebrow. Number 34, do not wear shorts on stage, or a suit, or a hat. Number 35,
I always wear a hat.
And shorts.
Well, you're fired. Number 35.
I wear a hat sometimes, too.
Oh, you're fired, too. Rock oxymorons. Major label interest, demo deal, blues genius, $500 guarantee, and Fastball's second hit.
What was the last one?
Fastball's second hit.
Oh.
Number 36. Yeah, I know.
That's mean.
Number 36. Three things that are never coming back. Gongs, headbands, and playing slide guitar with a beer bottle.
I like gongs.
You would.
I would.
Anyway, that's it. I think that's hysterical.
Hi, this is Steve, and you're listening to the Imaginary Radio Show.
Progressive rock. Steve, what kind of music do you listen to, if I may ask?
All sorts, but I my preference is late 70s to early 90s. I think that was a good
I have to ask, do you like the Moody Blues?
Yeah, some of the ones. I like all types of music. I'm not over keen on heavy rock. Not over keen on rap.
What about Genesis?
Or,
I love Genesis.
Genesis. Awesome.
Yes, thank you. Steve is in my camp.
The Moody Blues got an eh?
Yeah, you know what?
Moody Blues, yeah, I like some of it. I wouldn't say I like all of it, but I'm more into sort of electronic synthesized and, you know, stuff around about the 80s. But I do quite like to listen to more up-to-date stuff. It's just a lot of this music you get, so call it music, is just like noise.
Yeah. Yeah, I totally agree with you.
So who's your favorite band?
Too many to pick a favorite. Too many to pick a favorite, but I'm sure the Wag Band will be at the, you know, the top of the tree.
Yay!
Yay! You can find them at thewagband.com.
Thewagband.com. We are getting fans one at a time, literally. But Steve, you rock. Thank you so much for hanging in.
Right.
Wag or the Beatles? Oh my God! How are the Beatles held up in the UK? There, they like them over there.
Yeah, they still. I mean, it was a big resurgence when they allowed them on iTunes. So
yeah,
same across the rest of the world, isn't it? I mean, they're timeless, really.
Yeah, I agree.
They are
Brian,
brilliant.
Brian, you're not on iTunes. I mean, you don't have iTunes, right, Brian?
I do, but I don't really.
Never
like,
go on it. Look, it
no,
was
I don't
very
have
recent.
iTunes.
What?
I'm into technology and all that, but I've not got an Apple, and I'm not interested in iTunes because of all the extra crap that they install on your system. Thanks very much. Don't want it.
Well, I love it myself, but Brian, the reason that you brought up the Beatles being on iTunes is because they weren't on there for the longest time, and it was just very recently that they got their whole catalog put onto iTunes.
Yep.
Which is good.
Instead of them being pirated, they're actually probably making a little bit of money now. Not that they
exactly.
didn't use it before.
I mean,
actually, and I'm sort of fairly into music. You did mention recording contracts and labels and things. What's your viewpoint on the way that's going and the way the future looks for recording contracts and labels and things?
Honestly, I think that technology is going to get ahead of that, and you could do so much. I mean, we've done homemade projects ourselves, and it's gone to the point where if you could figure out a way to market it, you can get it out of the hands of recording labels, and I have no problems with recording labels. Mm. I think that I'm maybe against the grain of most musicians. They sign you. They put out all this money in you. 1% of who they sign actually gets, you know, famous, and that's how they make their money. So they have 99% failure rates. So if you're signing, and plus you're signing a contract. So you're signing a contract and you know that they're going to get the money. So I find it kind of hypocritical for a lot of these bands to sit there and say, "Hey, we got screwed." Well, you didn't get screwed. This is what you signed, and we're putting the money out.
You signed a piece of paper.
Exactly. I signed the piece of paper, so I have no problems with that. Believe me, if somebody came in and said, "Listen, I want 90%, and you guys can get 10%," I wouldn't have a problem with it because, as an older musician, as we are, we're not the youngest people in the world. Sorry, old lady. But you know, it's more about getting the music out there as opposed to. I mean, I want to make a living doing it, but my living is, you know, whatever, $50,000 a year, or whatever that is in pounds, versus. You know, I don't need a mansion. I don't need maids and things like that. It's more about I'd rather just make a living. God, I can get up in the morning and sit there and write songs and play drums and do what I have to do. And that's what I do for a living and then still get paid the same amount as opposed to go and dispatch trucks. That's all
I think that's what a lot of the problem now, isn't it, is that you get the younger generation that's coming up that thinks, I want to be a millionaire. By, you know, writing one song and then forever reaping the benefits from that. Well, you know, things don't work like that anymore. If you're only in it to make money, then you're not going to get anywhere. You have to be in it for the love of music, and that's because what you
want. And if you
get something back from that, and you build up, you know, your listenership and fans and everything else, then you know, then you can see. As you're going in, as you're building, that you're doing something worthwhile and you're making it. And you're doing it yourself rather than having some executive skimming off everything that you've earned.
If you don't do it for the love of the music, then there's no point in doing it at all. And if we were doing it for money, we would have quit a long time ago.
Yeah, we are.
You sound
literally.
You sound like a group of people that enjoy each other's company, enjoy being together, and you have a passion for it. And you don't hear this very often nowadays. You know, you hear, people are going to write another song or another album or something like that. And you're doing it for the wrong reasons in that case. Get out and, you know, go and flip some burgers, for goodness sake.
Yeah, no, we really do enjoy it. We love going out, playing out live, you know, and we have people, you know, a small fan base, but that actually know our lyrics, and they, you know, like we had a Christmas show, you know, a couple weeks back, and we were doing all Christmas music, and then we said, oh, we're going to do this one, and we had some Christmas originals too, but we were going to do this one original that wasn't a Christmas song, it was just one of our originals, and when we said we were going to do that one, the place erupted. They were like, woo, and they were clapping, they were so excited we were going to do this one song, and that just, like we couldn't stop smiling, you know, because they love our music, and we were making them happy, and that made us happy, and you feed off of that, and it's just awesome. And that is what it's all about. And if we can make money out of it,
potential.
Too.
There's a massive potential these days for doing, I mean, it's physically, anyone's physically capable of actually producing it on your own computer.
Right.
And actually, you know, managing it yourself. You don't need third-party people to skim off, you know, bits of this and percentages of that. You're on Facebook, you can go to MySpace, you can go to places like Bandcamp. And build up your listenership and your following that way. What's your viewpoint on your fans sharing your music?
Oh, they can share it.
It would be nice if they bought CDs or downloaded from iTunes instead of just giving it away, but we'd rather have them give it away than not have anybody new hear it at all. Yeah. I mean, we do put money into it.
Look at Spotify. I haven't flown that yet, but...
We've heard of it.
We're on Spotify, Steve. Half the band doesn't know it, but we are on Spotify.
Well, I think the mentality on a lot of these recording industries or whatever is very backward thinking. There was recently a report that I think 20 record labels pulled all their music from Spotify because they felt they weren't getting paid enough. And my way of looking at that is, well, you've pulled 20 labels off of there. Now, nobody is going to hear you as opposed to potentially, you know, thousands of people hearing you and looking for more information and looking for what stuff else you've done, whereas now they're never going to hear of you. So you've cut your nose off to spite your face.
Right.
Yeah,
I
saw that with Spotify when Alicia, I'm sorry. But when Brian had sent, we get a list from, we have something in the States called CD Baby, which is basically what every, you know, local band does, and then they, you know, they filter it out to a million different places, and then you could sit there and you could see what your sales are. But the whole point of it was when I look at the Spotify ones, it's just, there's a lot of hits. Like, I look at it like, wow, that's how many hits we got. I don't care if we, I mean, literally, we got 0.001 cent.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But it's just like, no, but 50 people listen to it. And that, to me, is like, I can't take it with me.
But, Brian, do they just listen to it, or do they download it from there?
They download it. No,
they download it.
Spotify's listen, isn't it? But on your whackbands.com website. Do you have a previous catalogue that people can buy your previous discs that you've released?
Yes.
Yeah, you can order them straight from the website. You can get them. You can get the actual physical CD if you do it through our website, or you can do downloads on iTunes and CD Baby and a couple other places.
That's brilliant, because then that way you know, you produce it and then you distribute it. The money's going to you. You haven't got to pay percentages.
You're listening to the Imaginary Radio Show.
The goal of the radio show is to shut up. I know, I mumble a lot. Steve, don't mind me, I mumble like crazy. But the goal of the radio show is to just keep people, you know, you want to draw people in. But it's weird.
Well,
you drew me in.
You sound like a first fun group of people, and I thought, well, let's go and join them then. You know, it's if you were here just only talking about your music and only talking about what you intend to do on your band and blah blah blah, then I probably thought, yeah, okay, fine, and I would have just gone. But you know, you were engaging and you invited me in, and I came in. So I've made some new friends. It's great.
I think Steve just won a WAG CD. I think Steve won the whole catalog.
Yeah.
We have the Work from MacArthur Park. We have Czechoslovakian Christmas. All these things you will recognize when you listen to the show.
Wait, Chuck wants to say something. What, Chuck?
I'm sorry, Chuck. To say that Steve has an excellent radio voice.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah, he does.
It's perfect. Steve, do me one favor. Can you say this? Hi, this is Steve, and you're listening to the Imaginary Radio Show.
Hi, this is Steve, and you're listening to the Imaginary Radio Show.
Woohoo!
Perfect.
We are so
that will be using that next Friday because we need intros and outros, and you have that
assuming
nice.
Assuming we can figure out how to do it.
Don't worry about it. My mixer's coming Monday. I hope to God. And then I'm going to sit there and spend 3 days experimenting and make sure that the volume levels are okay and everything's good. And Steve is going to be, hi, this is Steve. You're listening to the Imagine Radio Show. It's going to be great.
Famous.
Well, I used to be on radio many, 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 many years ago. But
really?
Yeah, I haven't done it for quite some time.
Okay, can I just say Ryan is sitting over here cracking up, and I have no idea why. Oh, Lord.
Well, Brian-O, look, he's saying he's got a brilliant English accent. Come on in, Brian-O, let's hear it.
Oh,
come on, let's hear it, Brian.
Oh,
hello.
No. Dave, you'll end up hanging up immediately.
Hello.
Oh, God.
Hello.
Hello, Governor. How be going?
Can I have some more?
Oh, God.
Oh, please, could I have some more?
Oh God, Brian, you're alienating. We have one fan. Fair? I don't even know if he's a fan, and you're completely alienating him.
I think I might have.
I get it all
solo.
The time. Thewagband.com rocks.
Yes, there we go. Oh my God, soundbite after soundbite after soundbite. Steve rocks. We love you, Steve.
We do.
Yeah, well, it's the accent. If I didn't have the accent, I was talking in, I don't know, Canadian accent, you'd just be making fun of me.
If you were Canadian, Brian would be making fun. He says, oot and boot.
Boot. That's just USA part two. When we run out of wood, then we're going right up to Canada.
See?
Well, at least you don't have to travel across the water to get it.
Exactly.
No.
Some parallel we got to cross and then speak a little bit of French and where's my wood? Give it to me.
Not necessarily. You keep your wood to yourself.
My wood is for everybody.
I don't think he meant that kind of wood.
It's like plywood.
Oh!
It's balsa.
Is there a layer to that joke?
Oh, gosh. Yeah,
keep it clean. Keep it clean.
We don't have a mute button here.
But end it while we still have a fan.
We have one fan. We're going to end it. And, Steve, I want to thank you so, so much. You are the best thing in the world.
Yay,
and,
Steve!
Steve!
Okay. If you get stuck on anything with getting it connected and linked up, just send me an email. And if I'm about, bear in mind the 5 hours difference, we'll come back and give you a shout and try and help you out with it.
Thank you very much.
Thank
Steve.
You.
You've been a great help, and we're going to do the Virgin. What's it called? Yeah. When you
going
when
to
you
do the Virgin? What's it called? Okay.
when you launch.
The Virgin wants it.
Yeah, the Virgin launch of the Imaginary Radio Show, and we hope that Steve takes the champagne and slams it against our bow, and we are ready to rock come, what is that, Friday the 13th at 8 p.m., and everything's good. Thank you so much, everybody.
Yay! Nice to meet you, Steve.
Yeah, nice to meet you, too. Hopefully I'll catch up with you on Friday if I'm still awake.
Thank you so much, sir.
Yay.
All right, you've been listening to the Imaginary Radio Show Test, and we'll see everybody Friday. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Imaginary Radio Show. To hear our music and to download more Imaginary Radio Show episodes, please visit www.thewagband.com.